Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. The United Nations has taken no action about the United States' refusal to grant a visa to Iran's new UN ambassador Hamid Aboutalabi.
There was a discussion with the delegation, with the participation of several delegations, and the committee decided to remain seized of the issue, and we would revert to it if necessary.
That's according to Cypriot Ambassador Nicholas Emilio, who chairs the UN Committee on Relations with the host country. Emilio said the issue remains on the committee's agenda and they will revert it if necessary. The US president signed legislation on April 18th to block Aboutalabi from entering the country. Iran said earlier that it is not considering any replacement for Aboutalabi. Washington is refusing to give a visa to Aboutalabi over his alleged involvement in the takeover of the US embassy in Tehran in 1979. Aboutalabi denies any direct role in the embassy takeover, saying he worked as an interpreter at the time. Well, for more on this, let's go to New York and talk to Bill Doris, member of the International Action Center. Welcome, sir. Mr. Doris, why has the United Nations decided to remain silent on America's illegal act of visa denial?
Well, I can't speak for why, but I can speak to the fact that it's outrageous that they do not take action against the United States for this violation of international law and this attack on the most fundamental principles of international law and democracy. The United States has no more right to decide who Iran's representative to the United Nations is, and Iran has the right to decide who the United States' representative is. The United Nations is supposed to represent all of humanity, and but they are effectively trying to deny Iran representation in the United Nations.
But I mean, there must be a reason. I mean, so what is the United Nations good for then?
The United Nations is supposed to be representing the entire human race. It was established here in 1947 under an international treaty signed by the United States that allows any foreign diplomat to come here, to come to the United Nations. The United Nations is not United States territory, and its missions are not United States territory. The United States has no right to interfere, and the United Nations, if it is to mean anything, cannot allow the United States to behave in this manner.
Well, I mean, the U.S. has...
In 1988...
Yes, I mean, the United Barack Obama has signed this into law, the legislation, to ban Aboutalabi from entering the U.S. The fact that Iran has said that it will not change its choice for U.N. ambassador. So who do you think will be the winner of this diplomatic battle?
Well, clearly the United States is doing what it does everywhere. It's using its immense financial clout and economic and military clout to pressure the United Nations. If I do say so myself as a United States citizen, the United Nations should take harsh measures, should perhaps consider relocating out of New York City and stopping to spend billions of dollars that pour into this city's economy, which would not have been possible were the United Nations not here and were not the laws in effect that allow diplomats from all over the world to come here.
All right, so Bill Doris, member of the International Action Center from New York. Thanks for your time there, sir.